We're starting Perek HaYoshon Daf Chof Amet Beis. HaYoshon Tachas Amite Besuke Lo Yotzo Yedei Chevosai. A person is Yoshon Tachas Amite Lo Yotzo Yedei Chevosai. Omar Rab Yehuda Noigim Hayinu Sheyinu Yishenim Tachas Amite Bifnei Azkenim. Rab Yehuda said, we were noig that we used to sleep underneath Amite. The Skenim never told us that we're doing something wrong. So we hear about Machlokes, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Maise Betovi Avdei Sharam Gamliel. So Rabbi Shimon relates a Maise with Tovi, who was the Avdei of Ram Gamliel, Shohoyo Yoshin Tachas Amita. For Omer and Ram Gamliel is Skenim, Re'isem tovi avdi shuhu talmud chochem v'yoideya she'avodim pturim min asuke fikach yoshinu tachas amite. So he was, Rabban Gamliel said that Fakert, his eved is a talmud chochem, and he knows that an eved is potem min asuke, that's why he's a yoshin tachas amite. V'idarkeinu lomadnu sh'yoshin tachas amita lo yotze yedei chevosai. So from this conversation we can derive that was the lefichoch, since he's potem in the sukkah, that's why he slept underneath the mita. So we see that a yoshin tachas amita lo yotze yedei chevosai. Let us see Rashi. Hayoshin lo yotze the oil mafsik beinoy lesukkah. This is an oil that is mafsik between himself and the sukkah, ve'iker yeshivas ha-sukkah achila shtiye v'shine. So Tuvia Hammer wanted to be ma'ira. Rashi comes and tells iker yeshivas ha-sukkah achila shtiye v'shine. Now how does achila shtiye come in? We're speaking about a yoshin tachas amite. We're speaking about sleeping. So Rashi l'chayr should have said, there's a mitzvah of shine, and you're not yoytze. He wanted to be mitzaded to say a chiddush, and perhaps yesh dvorim begav. The lashon of the Mishnah is very sosum. The Mishnah says hayoshan tachas amita lo yotzo yedei chayvosa. It wasn't yotze his chiyah. Now that's a broad statement. Say it wasn't mekayim mitzvah shine lo yotzo yedei chayvosa, like it's kosher, almost loishi, dvom halol, loyotze yedei chevosai. Even if you take it with a grain of salt, without a grain of salt, the Ran says it's not kipshutai. But al kaponim, loyotze yedei chevosai. She wanted to say, Bemison, the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is a mitzvah of dire. Teishva came to do. Now, dire means eating, sleeping, and drinking. That's dire. A person who does not sleep in the sukkah, not once he didn't, hayoshin bederechoyve, hayoshin tachas amita, he sleeps underneath the mita. That means sleeping, he doesn't sleep in the sukkah. He eats and drinks in the sukkah, doesn't sleep. Is lo yotze yedei chayvosoi, so he's not mekayim the chayv of teishva came to do, because he is not living in the sukkah. The mitzvah is to live. And living, that's what Rashi says, ve'ika yeshiva sukkah, the teishvu, is achila shtiya v'shine, and if he misses one, it's not pshat. So it's a chesaron in the whole yeshiva. That's a chesaron in the yeshiva sasukkah. That means there is such a svara that brought down lahaloche, that it's brought down, if you have a sukkah that you're unable to sleep in, others say it's a possible sukkah, because you can't be mekayim mitzvahs yeshiva. So we see such a thing, that mitzvah yeshiva, there is something that is koilo, that achila shti yeshine is koilo mitzvah yeshiva. So it could be that's a loyotze de chayvose, the chayva of yeshiva, the chayva of dire, he's not mekayim, because one of the essential components of yeshiva, he wasn't mekayim. Noyegim oyinu, Taima meforish begmor. What is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda? The loyose loyel aroy mevatel oil kva. We'll see later in the sugyem. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitos. Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah diras kva beinan. So the oil of the sukkah is considered an oil kva. The oil of the meat is an oil haroy. So memele, it's not considered that it doesn't have a teres hefsik. It's not mevatel the sichuch of the oil kva. So it's considered I'm still underneath the sukkah also. Maise betovi avdoi vavodim pturim min asuke. The mitzvah sasei shazman grome noshim pturis. V'chol sheisha chayeves eved nami chayev kedamrinen bechagigin. Now this is a shvera Rashi. The Rishash asks Akasha and Rashi from the Gemara Vayter. Let us just see for 1 minute the Gemara Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Really this, we just have to see maybe on Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph for 1 minute. And the Gemara Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph says, towards the bottom, four lines from the bottom, Omar Rabbe Hilchus Aninu. It's a lochel Moshe Mesinai that noshim apoto min asuke. Period. Now let's go on Chav Chesam at Beis. So the Shaila is, why do you need a Hilchus? Why do you need a Hilchus? Lomali, the Gemara asks, Vesu Hilchus Olamali Hasukya Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grome V'chol Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grome Noshim Peturis. This the Gemara asks on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Why do you need Halacha L'Moshe Misina? So and that is two terutzim the Gemara. Amar Rabaye Lo'olam Sukya Hilchus Ve'itzterech Salke Daitach Amina Teishvu Kein Tadu Madira Ish Ve'ishtoi Avsukya Ish Ve'ishtoi. Tamash Melon, that Halach L'Moshe Mesinai, that you are, that they're potter. That's a bias term. Rove says, it's the Rechsal Kedai Tachamina Yalav Chamisha Osa Chamisha Osa Mechaga Matzis. Ma Lohol and Noshin Chayoves Noshim Amechuyev to eat Matz, even though it's a mitzvah sasasheh man kromi, loin afim a hekish. Avka Noshim Chayoves. Kamash Melon, that they're potter. So when we learn the Gemara Daf Chof Ches, we'll ask a Shaila, why are Noshim Potter min Asuke? It's Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. You'll ask a second Shaila, why do you need Halach L'Moshe Mesinai? So there's, Abaye says, I would think that Mechuyiv al Teshuva came to Duru. Rova said, I would think that Mechuyiv al Gzeira Shavet Esvav et Esvav. So Lamaisa, I have a new Mekoyer. Or new mekayra is to be mechayiv noshim. So therefore, the pot out halacha l'moshe misin. That's halacha l'moshe misin. So the Rishash asks on Rashi, so Rashi says over here, v'avodim pturim in asuke, the mitzvah says, shazman grom in noshim pturit. So the Rishash asks, it's verkehrt von jene gemor, that's not the reason. Yet the pot out halacha l'moshe misin, not out those. So that's some kasha. I thought perhaps we could say such a teretz. Let us try to understand the sai Abaye's mahalach and sai Rav's mahalach. Abaye has a mahalach. It says teishvu kein tadur. Teishvu kein tadur means you need ish veishtoi. Madira ish veishtoi. Avsuke ish veishtoi. So lachayre al this limud of teishvu kein tadur. So be'emison, pshat is as follows. In emison, mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grom. It's a noshim apotah. But there's a din teishvu kein tadur. That means the husband has to live in the sukkah the way he lives in the house. So therefore, the wife comes out. So the wife is mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, not als her chiyev. The wife is mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, als the husband's chiyev. I just like to give a shtickle ha'ore, the Einig Yontev in Simen Mem Tes, when he speaks about Teishvu Kein Taduru, we'll mention later what he's speaking about, but the Einig Yontev says Teishvu Kein Taduru means a married woman. An unmarried woman? Teishvu Kein Taduru isn't speaking about her. The Pasuk is speaking about a married woman is mechuyev to be in the sukkah al teishvu kein tadur. So be'emison al her husband's chiyuv, she's mechuyev to be there also. Because he has to be a dor in the sukkah the way he's dor be'beis. So that's where the wife comes along. So me'mele, so if we say an unmarried woman is potter, So she's part of Mrs. Sessa, she has man grom, that's why she's part of. I need a loch lamayshi mistinai to tell us that a married woman isn't machuy about her husband. So if you're clearing a shayla, why an evid is part of? So for an evid, you have to tell me that's a loch lamayshi mistinai. An evid is part of the mitzvah sessa, she has man grom. That's according to Abaye's terrors. You need a loch lamayshi mistinai for a married woman, that she's part of, out the chiyuv of teishu came to do it. What is Rava's teretz? Rava says, I would think you learn out tesvov, tesvov. Just like the mechuyev in matzah. I think the mechuyev in sukkah also. Now, the chiyuv of tesvov, tesvov is speaking about achilas kizayis leil rishon. That's tesvov, tesvov. So now, let us be elach. Without the halacha l'moshe mesinah, what would the din be? The din would be as follows. An isha would come to the sukkah, she'd eat a kizayis matzah, a guten tag, she goes out, she sleeps in the house, the rest of the week she sleeps in the house, she eats in the house, but I would think the first night she's mechuyev. So I have a loch l'moshe mesinai to tell me that the first night she's also potter. But here we're speaking about the shin of an eved. So why an eved is potter? So Rashi says very good. An eved is potter because it's a mitzvah sasei, she has man grame. So l'chayre it is not shver from the Gemara further. One more anoche. Let us finish the Rashi. The whole now. So Rashi says, "Vavodim p'turim in the sukkah mitzvah sasei shes man grome noshim p'turis." Now Rashi says further, "The whole sheisha chayeves eved namichayiv kedemrinim bechagigim." Well, what an isha? So what is Rashi telling us now? What's gate moron? What an isha is chayev and eved is chayev? What's gate moron? What an eved? We're talking about where an eved is potter. Why does this come in? So the Emerson, the Ran brings down this Rashi, but he doesn't say Nami. And without this Nami, it has a different tzure. And the Gemara in Chagiga also says something different. The Gemara in Chagiga says as follows. The Gemara in Chagiga says, an Eved is potter von Euler Regel, to be Euler Regel. So the Gemara says, why is an Eved potter? So Rafuna says, because it says, you should be oila lifnei ha'odain, mi sheyesh loy odain echad, yotze Eved sheyesh loy shnei adain. So he's potter. So rek the Gemara, why do you need this new limit of odain? We learned, kol mitzvah sheyisha chayeves, Eved chayev. V'chol mitzvah sheyisha eine chayeves, Eved eine chayev. So since an isha is potter, so Memeles on Eved should also be part. Why need this new drosh of Odin? So that what the Gemara says, Chayev, the Gemara in Chagiga brings it out of Ptur. The Gemara is saying it, why do you need a posik to pater an Eved? I know he's pater, because whatever Nisha is Chayev, he's Chayev. Whatever Nisha is not Chayev, he's not Chayev. So that's the lotion of the Gemara. So Memeles without the Nami, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is bringing down the beginning of the lashon of Gemara in Chagiga. V'chol sheisha chayeves, eved chayev. V'chol sheisha eina chayeves, eved ein chayev. So Memeles, so since she's potter out mitzvah sasei she's man grome, so Memeles, an eved is also potter. Lefi darkeinu lamadnu kloima. Af al pi shloi oma lonu l'shem limut, ela l'siches chulen ba'alme. Shahoya mishtabeyach ba'avdoy lidchusa ba'alme. Chay mishtabeyach ba'avdoy, I think, means he was praising himself that he possesses such an eved. Lidchusa ba'alme, for simcha, the fakel, that he has such an eved. Mano pidech b'dichusa, shayosh and tachzamita lo yotza yidei chayvos. Let us see Taisvis. Hayosh and tachzamita besuka lo yotza yidei chayvos. Bigmore mukilo shmu. Bigvoya asorim, that it is speaking about, that it is 10 tvachim tall. The poches mikam lechoshev oyel lahapsik. Umbatzinu lameima, so now Taisus has a suffix. Matzinu lameima de shmu le tamei de marshe be perik kamo tachtoino kshein bo yoino asorim. We hear on that view the three-way machloike, suke tacha suke, when is it called that the one on top has a shem suke? One man the Yomah says if it has a tefach, it's called a shem suke. Another man the Yomah says dalet tvachim, and Shmuel says ten tvachim. So Memeila, so Taisu says, so it could very well be that what Shmuel says It only has a shame oil mafsik, only if it's 10 tvachim tall. That is Shmuel l'shitosai. Because he holds it's only considered a sukkah tach a sukkah if the sukkah oyein is 10 tvachim tall. Avo le'inach ameiroi de posli mishum de oyeino chashiva oil. But the other ameiroim that pasal afilu 4 tvachim or 1 tefach, because it has a shame oil avo bishayne gvoya yud, who had in the choshev oyel lahapsik? So it could be according to Rebbe Leva Shem oyel lahapsik. One side. So it could be Shmuel Shitosai. The Shem Otaisu says, mitoshani. Could be a bet is different. The Yama Begmore, the Havyelo Mita oyel aroi, Hilkach kulomoide de bepoches me asore lav klumo. Could be a mita is different because it's an oyel aroi, so less than asore lav klumo. So, dachstich mir pshat and Taisvis is as follows. That, what does Taisvis say? The meat is an oil haroi. So what happens in oil haroi? But the sukkah is also an oil haroi. Is, that's why we hold that, Rashi brought down, Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah, diris kva, loy osi oil haroi, and mevatel oil kva. We hold sukkah is oil haroi, so osi oil haroi, mevatel oil haroi. So what does Taisvis say over here? Since a mita is an oil aroi, so therefore you need your tvachim. What's the logic over here? But Achsim Ebshad and Taisvus is as follows. That in order for it to be considered a hefsik and a bittel to the sukkah shalamayla, it has to be al kaponim equivalent to the sukkah shalamayla. That's why we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if sukkah diras kva, so the also oil aroi mevatel oil kva. Now we have three grades of oiholim. We have grade A 10 tvachim, grade B 4 tvachim, grade C 1 tefach. These are three grades of oiholim. So memela sotaisva says since the mita is an oil aroi, so the mita is equivalent to the sukkah. The sukkah is an oil aroi. The mita is an oil aroi. Now. It could only be considered an hefsek if it is the same grade oil as the sukkah is. That means if you're going to get a grade, if you have a grade A oil, that means the meat is 10 tvachim, and the sukkah is also 10 tvachim, so then al kaponim we could say, osi oil aroi, mevatel oil aroi, because we're the same. So it's considered a hefsek. But if you'll get a grade B oil, that I'll take a meter which is dalet tvachim, so that is a oil garua. That is not as choshev as the sukkah. So then I won't say osi oil aroi imevatel oil aroi because this is an oil aroi of grade B and the sukkah is an oil aroi of grade A. So it's a more choshev oil. So that's what Taisva says. Since the bish loimel gabi the psul of sukkah al gabe sukkah. So there the limud is as long as the sukkah al yoni is a shame sukkah. This exists because of the psul of sukkah al gabi sukkah. Doesn't have to be a sukkah compared to this sukkah. This is a shame sukkah. So Neil Tevar is also called a sukkah. Dal Tvachim is called a sukkah. But here it has to be a mevatel, a mavsik. So in order to be a mevatel or a mavsik, it has to be equivalent to the top sukkah. So therefore it has to have al kaponim, the equal shia to the top sukkah. That is l'chayre, the tzad of Taisves that you need gavoyayut. Re'isem tovi avdi shehu talmud chochem. Evet kosher hoyo kede ise be perik sheni de brachos. Taisva says he was an evet kosher. L'chayre that l'chayre Taisva means to say that Rabbi Gamliel would not be proud of him that he was a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem without being an evet kosher does not have too much of a chashivis. No, this was a beautiful combination. He was an Eved Kosher and a Talmud Chochem. Oh, that's something to be mishtabeach. Ubirushalmi Tani, Shoyeminiach Tfilin, Vloimichu Biyode Chachom. They let him wear Tfilin, even though an Eved is Potomina Tfilin. He wants to wear it. Let him wear it. Uporich, so the Yerushalmi asks, Machalfe Shitzidram Gamliel, the Oche Gabi Suke, Michu Biyodei Chachomim Mileshe Besuke, Shrehoye Yoshin Tachas Amita. So let us explain. The Yerushalmi had understood that what is Pshat in the Mishnah? ראיסם טובי עבדי, שהוא תלמד חוכם, וידע שעבוד עם פטורים מן הסוכה, וכך יושנו תחס המיטה. So the Yerushalmi understood Pshat in the Mishnah as follows, that he was a Talmud Chochem. He knew if he's going to come into the Sukkah, we're going to scream at him. You're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah. It's you're potter in the Sukkah. So Memele, since he was aware of this, so when he came into the Sukkah, right away he went underneath the bed, and under the bed you're not Yoitzis, so Memele, so that's why he did it. So the Yerushalmi understood Pshat in the Mishnah that the reason he went under the bed, because if he won't go under the bed, he's gonna get in trouble because since he's potter, he's not allowed to be in the Sukkah. So the Yerushalmi, yes, so what's the difference between tefillin and sukkah? Tefillin, he's potter from, and he wore tefillin, and no one batted an eyelash. And sukkah, he's potter, and since he's potter, he went underneath the bed to make sure he shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Mechal v'yishit for the Rabban Gamliel. Dochi gabi sukkah, michu biyodi chachomi mileishim besukkah. Shrei yoshin tachas amitim. So the Masha explains it wasn't Michu. He was smart enough before the Michu. He went right away that he went right away underneath the sukkah. Umishani, so the Yerushalmi answers, no, that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. Not Pshat in the Mishnah was that he went underneath the bed because he was not permitted to be in the sukkah. No. It wasn't such a tremendous sukkah. There was a lot of chachomim and there wasn't too much space there. So Memele, since he knew I'm potter and they're chayefs, he didn't want to sleep on a bed, so therefore he slept underneath the bed that they should al kaponim, he shouldn't take up extra space. If his whole intent was not to take up space, yeshiv lechutz l'sukkah, so let him go outside of the sukkah. Why do you have to go underneath the bed? Mishani d'reitzoye lishmoya divrei teire, divrei chachomim. He wanted to hear the Divrei Chachamim, so that's why he didn't want to go outside of the sukkah. So lechayre, psaher ashtikol ha'or on this. I mean, the ma'ase is recorded that he slept. If it would say that he sat underneath the bed, so it's very good. So we have, why did he sit underneath the bed? Because there was no place to sit. He didn't want to take up any space. So he sat underneath the bed in Memele. But why did he sit underneath the bed? Because he wanted to hear what they're talking about. He wanted to hear the Divrei Chachamim. But the Mishnah says that he slept underneath the bed. Now, when he slept underneath the bed, so, when he was sleeping underneath the bed, I didn't think he heard anything. So what is Pshat? I mean, L'chayre, Dachsmeh Pshat is that, Al Kaponim, he made sure to sleep underneath the bed, that from the Al Kaponim, from the time he'll fall asleep, or from when he wakes up, he shouldn't miss anything what they're speaking about. That was his cheshbon. If he'll go outside of the sukkah, so till he'll go back in, he'll miss a few words. So Memele, I think, so that's why he slept there, that Al Kaponim, till he falls asleep, or as soon as he wakes up, should be able to hear the Divrei Chachamim. Was Takan Evet Kosher. Now, just let's see for perhaps 2 minutes, the Ran. The Ran explains this Yerushalmi a little better. Ran, the beginning of Ayoshon, let's see, he brings on the Yerushalmi. Ve'ikel le'medek, the second Dibra Masl and Perik Ayoshon. Vikel Medik, Amai the Solika Datayu me Korabi Rishalmi, Mishum Shuhu also Leishe Besuke Yeshev Loitachas Hamita. According to the Havim of Yerushalmi, they understood since he's not allowed to be in the Sukkah, Yeshev Loitachas Hamita. That's why he said Yeshev Loitachas Hamita. Is Lomulu Lemifrech Mahidet Philip. Why did the Yerushalmi have to ask from tefillin? A bekiyas de kekash. They let him wear tefillin, and they didn't let him sit in the sukkah. He says, the whole musig of not being, there's a tremendous chilik between tefillin and sukkah. The adkala yifku hosam benoshim soim chis rishus eloim. When is there a shaila if a woman is permitted to do a mitzvah that she's potter from? Ela b'mitzvah saseh sheyesh basi yoso tzad isa. But it's not got mitzvah that the mitzvah brings with it a tzadisa. When it's done with arachi of mitzvah. Kigai. Smiche bekalm, shusaymach olav bechol koiche, umishtamish bekotshim. So meila, smiche is a mitzvah, but smiche, when it is not a mitzvah, it's an avoida bekalm. Umishimhochi, leman de lesle noshim saymches rishus. If you hold that women are not permitted to be saymches rishus, if there's no chi, if they're not allowed to do it. Also, so the Isurika of it, they're doing an Issa. But ki ye shayfa nami, ike shvus terabon, tablo shayfa reisheshana, there's a shvus. So memele, if you're mechuyev, you're mechuyev. If you're not mechuyev, so you're over a shvus of chveis, of tikkun mone, of klei shir, chazal asa to play a klei shir. Banochis vilanam ikesur darbonim, ni zilzul kedushosam. Seems that's a zilzul. Mishamachim in a peg basa deirabin, the michel bashal hoysam hanachas tvilan, le michel bachachamim, le mandom and oshim, same chis rishus, kimin the ike mitzvah banachosam, shori. That means, so we see from Daran, if you hold noshim, same chis rishus, it's a mitzvah. It's a medic arrived. But the Ravid says, noshim, same chis rishus means that what the Torah said that a zocher should do it means a zocher is machuib to do it. And a keive, there's no chiv. But if she wants to do it, she can do it. It's a mitzvah. She is a kima mitzvah. So me meilis, if you're noshim saim ches reshus, kim dike mitzvah banachosim, shorim. Holoman de les, le noshim saim ches reshus. So the mitzvah was only said for an noshim also. Lamein amihosim dishte shal yayna is oisa le regal, kimandom an noshim saim ches reshus. Holoman de les, le ochi also. Why? Vishimakareve, shal mechagige, shalai bemoke mitzvah. She was makarev, mestam in yontev. Makar ben yontev a kolm that there's no mitzvah for this, so it's not a tzorech hayoyim. Avol besukeh hayoytzi bo the leket tzadisa, but sukeh there couldn't be any problem by sitting in the sukeh, but not sitting in the sukeh. Heicha v'solik adayte shayamoycheram gamliel boy. How could there be a habaminim? The v'solik ochi adayte that v'lavi ditzvul na v'motzal mitzvah loma yeymoycher boy. So, on tefillin, for what reason should there be a tzad that a person who's potter for mitzvah sukkah should not be able to sit in a sukkah? Efshe, the havasolik adai tshem moichaboy kdeshla yevoichaleh. Oh, maybe, it's not like the Rabbeinu Tam, that if all noshin and shem kushus is a monkey maker broche. The Ran says, no, if they're not allowed to, so there's no chiyuv, so they're not allowed to make a broche. So Kaponim, the man has a problem, what the Havamina was, and the Ram says, two Mahalchim. So Lechere, Maxtachmir from this Ran, Maxtachmir is the Mojadike Kashe, and the Einig Yontif, I found later that Emeksukis asks the Kashim. There's a very interesting Einig Yontif, very interesting, in Simen Memtes. The Einig Yontif in Simen Memtes is Ma'oirel two problems. He says like this, we learned on that Tesamad Aleph that a Sukkah is Hukish L'Chagike. Just like a chagig is also bano, sasuk is also bano. So he says, number one, if it's raining, so you're not makai mitzvah sukkah, so you're not allowed to be in the sukkah. Not only al tedyit, you're having hanor from the sukkah without a kiyum a mitzvah. That's one big problem. A second problem he has: how is a woman allowed to be in the sukkah? She also has hanor from the sukkah, and it's moiridik. So then he goes down the line. Who says a woman is allowed to be in the sukkah? He says, oh, Hilni Hamalke, that pays him at base. He says, no, Hilni Hamalke is no problem, because since she sat in the sukkah alone, the kids are said, Rabbona, she sat in the sukkah alone, so Mamelet never got a Kedusha sukkah, because she's put them in a sukkah. So then, such a sukkah, you're allowed to sit in. Right. Another place also, it wasn't a real sukkah, by the Kalosi Shol Shammai. Then he says another teretz, you know, it says, Teishu kein taduru.
So Memela, so it says Ish v'Ishtoi. So it says in the Pasuk, a woman is allowed to be there. Zukta, but a Pnui is not allowed to be there.
And then so he has problems with women, and he has problems when it's raining. Is lechere, this ran is lechere, and often is tira, tira, and the ran had a problem, why an eved should not be permitted to be in the sukkah. Lechere, according to the oinig yontev, there's no problem, you have to know taka why, taka wasn't allowed to be in the sukkah, it's also by no, and he's deriving a no from the sukkah. Let us go further. Frag the Gemara, Voleka Soro, so why? What's the problem of sleeping underneath the sukkah, underneath the mita? Tilgemo Shmuel b'mita asor. So Shmuel said it's speaking about that the mita does have asor. Now I don't understand. The Gemara is akasha v'oleka asor. Who says you need asor? Taisus had a sofik if Shmuel is shitos. Taisus one thought could be, according to Shmuel you need asor, but not according to Shmuel you don't need asor. Tefachim is also, a tefach is also. That's what Taisus says. So I don't understand how Taisus understands. What's the shot in the Gemara's kasha? There's no asorah. So what? Who says you need asorah? The Gemara would ask, no, like Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara doesn't bring any mara b'kayimus, and the Gemara asks the kasha b'pshitis. So l'chayre, from the lashon of from this Gemara's kasha, would seem it was a davar posha to the Gemara that the only way it could passel for have asorah. How Taisus in one side that not let Shmuel don't need us, so how did Taisus understand the Gemara's kash? Tanan also. Now we're going to learn a little Taras. Echad chu shecharu mayim oishrotzim oishachalosei maleches. These are holes oiholim which were made through the elements, through water, through shrotzim. There was a salty karka, which made cracks in the karka. V'chein madvech avonim, v'chein soyer shel koires, mail alatume. So all these cases, perish chayes, nice pictures if you want to see what we're talking about. So memele, so all these cases, these are oiholim, which were made shaloi bekavone. So memele, so the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, all these oiholim don't have a shem oil agabit, have a shem oil agabitum. Mail alatum. Ab Yehuda oimel, kol oil sheni osui bidei odom, ene oil. Ab Yehuda holds that it has to be made bidei odom with an intent of oil, then it has a shame oil. Without that, it doesn't have a shame oil. Let us see Rashi. Nan hosn by holis, kachoshiv es hamevi in tume. Shechararu amayim, kgoyim besofo govoya al hano, vamayim choytetin mitachteho, v'nichnosim v'oysin nekev oruch, it makes a long indentation. Oy shrotzim kgein chudis v'ishois, oy shachlosim alecha, sha'oretz melecha, Mizbakas me'eleo, gets it the earth splits. V'chein madvech avonim gdoiloi sarucha zu al zu. You have a pile of stones. V'pomim sha'acha sedur al gabi hashnaim. You have one stone that is lying over two stones. V'tachtoine sheikh v'zu eitzel zu. U'mafridei zu mizu. But one is a separation to one and the other. V'yeisham oyel tefach. So now, by putting one stone over these two stones, we have an oil tefach. V'chein soyer shel koyreis, afhein koyreis aruches agabi karka zu al gav zu, v'oimdeis lebinyin, v'yeshem habin akovim b'neim, v'yeshbem oil, kol elu im kezayis meis b'soycha oil b'roishe echot, the kalim beroishay shani nitmu ba'oil ames. That is what the Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bidei avdom miskavel lasay say oil." If it was done intentionally to make an oil, and then it's an oil. If not, ain't oil. L'tumim. So the Gemara says, "My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why couldn't Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a shame oil unless it was made expressly to be an oil. Yalif oil mi mishkan. Ksiv hochen parshas
Poret says, Zaysa Teir Adam Ki Yamas Boya. Siv Hosn Vayifre says, Oyel Ala Mishkan. Mala Holon Bide Adam. Just like over there. It was Vayifre says, Oyel Ala Mishkan. There was a priest for Moshe Rabbeinu, L'shem Oyel. Afkan Bide Adam. So also, Zaysa Teir Adam Ki Yamas Boya, Afkan Oyel that was made with an intent to be an oil. Verabonon. Oyel, oyel, ribe. It says a lot of times, oyel and parshas poris. So a marba filo, it's not dumye to the oyel of the mishkan. Let us see, Rashi. Oyel, oyel, ribe. Oyholim tuva ksivi be parshas poris. Le rabois af he osui me elo. Let us see Taisvis. Nan hosam be yeholis per gimel mishnezaim. Echot chur shecharu maim. So this is going areshikoi, the airi bebiv shoho komo tachas abayis. He has some sort of a sewage system or a drainage system, which this, the shayvchim from the bayis go out to this system. There's a picture in the Perishai. Kamashmon afo pisha nasei de mayim eshrotzim, even though the etzim system was made to natural elements, it also has a shame, oil. It's going on the ration. Yalev oil, oil mi mishkan. So we learn out that in order for it to have a shame, oil, it should be similar to the mishkan that was made with an intent to be an oil. Vim toimer imi mishkan yalev, if we learn now from the mishkan, afilu osui bidei odom nami loyovi esatume, elo pishtam. If we're learning out from the Mishkan, so we should also not only learn how it was made, the intent with which it was made, but also we should learn out what materials have a shame oil. Kida ashkichon perik b'mem adlikin, disnan kol ayoyitz min ha'etz eni metamei tumas ayholim elo pishtam, p'yalev b'gmora oil oil mi Mishkan. Now, in Parshas Poreh it says, that vehiza al ha'oyel. So we learn from over there that an oyel is mekabel tumen. That's what it says in Parshas Poreh. Now, what materials can make an oyel? So we learn out from the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they were oyres. They make an oyel from the something which grew. Yaitzim in eitz. The only thing in the Mishkan was pishta. So the Gemara says that the only materials which are mekabel tumas oil, which are yaitzim and eitz, is pishtan dumye dehosam. So now Tosfos is asking, so just like we learn out which materials are mekabel tumas oil, we should also learn out which materials have hilchis oil lahavi esatumen. Just like we're learning out which oil is mevi esatumen, we're learning out from the Mishkan that it is only mevi esatumen chaytis b'snei atumen if it was made the way the Mishkan was made. So we should learn out also that only the materials which were in the Mishkan have a shem oil lahavi esatumen v'lachis b'snei atumen. It would come out a very mechudish nikedin. That not all materials are maybe as a tumme. And that's Claudita. Here it says, v'schein soyar shel kairos. The Rabbi only says it. It has to be maybe the other, but that's sicher, an eitz is maybe as a tumme, even though it's not mekabel tumme seholim. V'yesh loima d'chol hamahilim d'metamim. That what all materials which are mahil are metame. Yalfinen b'sefri b'parshes poret b'kal v'chayma mi'mitzayre. We learn out of kal v'chayma from mitzayre. Tesanya. Minayin lasoy shar amahilim ka'oyel ameis. How do you know? The oyel ameis is speaking about pishton or yiriyes. How do you know other materials which are mahil are also mevi esatume? Amritz, I'll tell you a kal b'chayim. Ma mitzayra hakal.
Also boy kol amailim ka'oyel hameis ka'oyel ma'adach metzayra kal. Tumis metzayra is kal than tumis meis. So there the halach is also boy kol amailim ka'oyel meis achamo leikol shkein. So meis achamo abad the gibbis. Now, Taisa says, now how do you know by metzayra gufe that kol mahilim are maybe yes, atome. Bedarshinim b'teires koyanim moishavoi tome. Mikan omru hatome yoishev tachas eilam b'teir oiver tome. And it says in teires koyanim, we learn out from moishavoi tome. We learn out that atome yoishev. Aloha is that he is tummy. Now, I don't understand the Taisvis, and I'll explain why I don't understand the Taisvis. Maybe it's not only the Taisvis don't understand, I don't understand the Sifri that Taisvis brings down. Bekitza, let us just clarify what Taisvis is telling us. Taisvis has a problem. By the Mishkan, the oil of the Mishkan, the material, it was made out of Pishta. So Taisvah said, and so, just like there's Aloche, only Pishta is Mekabel Tumim. Because the oil that, the Parshas Po that says Ve'iza as a oil, is speaking about an oil similar to the oil of Mishkan. So Taisvah asked, so who adin, the oil that is maybe as a Tumim, should also be similar to the oil of a Mishkan, should be Dafke Pishta. So Taisvah says, you're right. If you would only have Parshas Pore, it would take be like that. But I have a Kal Bochayma, I learn that other Mahilam are also Matama Kal Bochayma from Mitzayra. Just like a Mitzayra, and that it says Klor and Teres Koinim, that if you walk underneath a tree, the Mitzayra is sitting, and the person walks underneath the tree, so a Teres walks underneath the tree, becomes Tomei. Eh? So you see a tree that is mild, it's not pishton, it's also maybe a setome. So if a tree works by a metzore, that's kal, abadigvis, it should be maybe a setome by mace. That is the taisvis. Now, the shaila is, how did the Teres Koyanim know that a tree is mild by a metzore? That it says, michutz lamachne moishavoy. Now let me just tell you two things which I was able to find out. This whole drosha, the Malbim explains as follows. It should have said, Michutz lamachne shivtoi. Talking about where the Metzayra should be. So he shouldn't sit in the machne. Michutz lamachne shivtoi. He should sit michutz lamachne. Moishavoi means the mokim he's sitting on. So I have to talk about the mokim, say where he is. So the Malbim, so we see from over here, that it's Shayach that he could be sitting Chutz Lamachne, but the Moishav is still in the Machne. So it's telling us, Michutz Lamachne Moishavoy, make sure that the Moishav is also Chutz Lamachne. So we see there's a Moishav HaMetzayra. Now, it would seem that for some reason, Moishav means a Oihel. Which I don't understand why Moishav has to mean an oil. Moishav means a mokim that is a Moishav. For example, by it says that machnecha kodosh. The machne has to be kodosh. So we learn out of this tzoye and yadala damas. So it's also mina teire to be mispalo because felt in kedushas hamachne. What is called the machne? Not what's underneath a roof. A machne is called your daladamas. That's called your machne. Mehechi teisi moishavoy means moishav means the place you sit. Mehechi teisi moishavoy means that there's a tree over them. That makes it moishavoy. Then I saw the Raivit in Teres Koinim says. He says, you know how I know that metzayir is metame ba'oyel. So he says, because it says, al nosihi kameis. A metzayir sukish lameis. Just like a meis is metame ba'oyel,
So Metzoyre is also Metama Boil. So he says, that what the Teiris Kainim says, that Metzoyre Yoishev and the Teiris Oivatachas Ilon, we're not learning from Moishove Tumas Eholim. We're learning that the Metzoyre has to be Kavua. That's what the Teiris Kainim is telling us. That there's a difference between, we'll see later in Taisus like that, there's a difference between Tumas Meis and Tumas Metzoyre. Tumas Meis, it doesn't matter if the Meis is standing in one place or you're carrying the Meis. It's always Metama Ba'oil. By Tumas Metzoyre, the Metzoyre is to be Kavua. Meishavoy Tome, if he's Kavua, then it's Tome. So the way the Raivet explains, the Teiris Kainim is not telling us any chidushim of oil over here. It's telling us, Vakel, that the Tome has to be Kavua. The Din Tumas Oil, I learn out from Meis. So for all practical purposes, if you learn out from Meis, and from Meis, the only oil that's Metam is Pishtan, so who had in it should be Pishtan also. I mean, if there's a problem, there's a problem. Taisvis somehow held that in this word Meishavoy, is Nizgala Meishavoy means all Eholim. That's what Meishavoy means. So exactly how it lies in Meishavoy, I don't know. And then later we'll see another problem. But let's go a little further. Vim Taima, Im Keynes, if you have a ribuy of Meishavoy, ki loy ovid nami bidei odom, so if it was not made bidei odom, neilif, because Meishavoy means Meishavoy, any oil. Any oil means afilu, it is not made bidei odom. So let's learn out, just like I learn out from Mitzoyre, that all materials are made via Satume. Madach by Mitzoyre HaKal, all materials are made via Satume. So let me learn out from Mitzoyre that all Eholim are made via Satume. Kalvuch Oime, Lumei Sachomo. Him kentali ovid nami bidei odom, neilof be kalvuch Oime mi Mitzoyre. I have a gzeira shava. You learn out oyholim from Mishka. That it's not mekabel tumes. So Taisus says Meishavi doesn't mean anything. Meishavi does. There's no ribu or miyut. How this oil was made. It doesn't say anything. Rabbi Yehuda de Maite Rachmone Gabi Meis, that it's not called an oil by Meis, unless it was made with an intent L'shem oil. Yafinu Mitzoyra HaKal B'Kal B'Chayim Emi Meis. Because Moshev is Parve. Moshev could be speaking about a certain type of oil, not all oilim. So I would say for Kelt, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Madoch amazed only a certain type of oil is made via satume who had been by mitzayre the loy metame the rabbon the loy mechalik lehoche velehoche. So Taisva says that Meishavoy cannot help us legabe to tell us how the oil was made. Meishavoy is part of it. If you want to tell me a person made it, I'll say that's what Meishavoy is speaking about. She can't bring any rayas from Meishavoy. So Frank the Sfasemis, he doesn't understand the why Lagabi the materials, all of a sudden we do bring a raya from Meishavoy that includes all materials. How did Taisa split the hair that Lagabi, how was made? Meishavoy is there's no gili from Meishavoy, there's no ribi in their miyut. Lagabi the materials, epis Meishavoy is marbe, all materials. Abakabadim, that's what Taisa says. Va'av al gav the stam sifro Rabbi Yehuda. The Stam Sifro is Rabbi Yehuda. So now Taisus has a problem. So it says that what? That a Metzoyre is Metame Tachas HaIlon. The Ilon wasn't made L'Shem Oyo. Osi Shapi, the Ilon Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Bishmait, Moide Rabbi Yehuda, Kemole Egret. Later the Gemara is going to say that the whole Rabbi Yehuda that said you need an Oyhel, that's osi bidei odom, that's tafka an oihel tefach. If you have an oihel that has the goiva of an egroit, it is mekabel, then it is mevi esetum. Bim taima, kiven de shar amahilim yalfinin bimeis, I think, kalvochaima mi mitzayre. Im kein neimo dayoi, if you learn that other mahilim from mitzayrem, So let us say da yoi v'loi metamei oivrim k'moi k'ivri yamei shoi oivrim b'ach sadre f'ektach toisves v'yeshem keilim the mitzoyre oiver einei metamei b'oil k'desanyi b'teros koinim v'snambe meseches negoim perik yud gimlu maisla perikama d'kdushin f'ektoisves if shar ma'ahilim. We learn out from mitzoyre my mitzoyre is a loch of my shavoi that the mitzoyre is to be kavua. If the Toher was Kavu and the Metzayra was walking, he won't be Metame. So since Shar Mahilim, we learn out from Metzayra, so you should say Dayoi. It should only be Metame if the mace was Kavu, but if they were carrying the mace, it should not be Metame. Ishloim the Kalvachayma Zaine Legili Milsa Baalmud Leofinen Mimishkel Amute Shar Mahilim. So Taisa says it's not a limud from Mitzayr, it's only a gili milse to control the gzeire shove, that the gzeire shove is not a limud on shar mahilin, because we see a little bit Mitzayr, akal shar mahilin ma'amatamba, but it's not a limud from Mitzayr, it's a mela, therefore there's no halacha of daya. Now let us get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara had said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda held that an oihel that was not made l'shem oil is not maybe a satum, is not choytis from neyatum. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, v'ramin hu chatzeiros hoyu benuyos b'Yerushalayim al gabi hasela. There were chatzeiros that were built in Yerushalayim al gabi hasela. That means there was a stone foundation. There were whole chatzeiros. V'tachteyim cholo. And underneath the selam, there was a cholo mitnei kever hatohim. We'll see there were kippin underneath this chotzer. The Perish Chai gives a nice picture of what the kippin looked like. So now we'll do two rows of tunnels underneath the chatzeros. There we can see what the kippin were like. There were two rows, that means wherever the tunnels were, there was Ichan Omesim over there. Underneath the bottom row of tunnels, then there could have been Mesim, but there the Tumah could never go up to the Chotzer because there was an oil that was Mafsik. The tunnels were made Zeshel Oikenegidzeh to ensure that there was Bekitzel, this Chotzer was resting on Oiholim, which were mafsik between, the chotzer was resting on a holim, which were mafsik between any potential mesim and the chotzer. Chatzeres hoye benuyis b'Yerushalayim al gabi yasela. V'tachteyem cholo, there was an empty space, it was a holim, mipnei kever atohim. Umeviyim noshim ubrois, and they brought to these chatzeres noshim ubrois, v'yodeshom. And they had children there. Umigadlis b'neim shom lepora. They were megadol, their children lepora. Now, these children, we'll see in Rashi why they were so much machmer, but these children did as follows. That when the koyin was soyref es hapora, so they were maze on the koyin shivas yomen. Ramazan the Koyin Shiva Shaman, they were Mafrish the Koyin we had in Yuma Shiva Shaman before Sreifa Sapora, and they were Mazan him, May Efer Pore each day of the 7 days. They were Mazan him. Now, when you're Mazan on the Koyin, so you need Mayim Chaim. And you put Efer Chatos in the Mayim Chaim. So these Ktanim, who were Tahirim, Miledosom, as we'll put it, that they were muvdal from kol minei tumas meis. So these ktanim made the milui hamayim. These ktanim made the milui hamayim to be maze the koyin hasayref es hapore. That means there was a hachone that we, for 7 days they were maze on the koyin, which was only a chumre ba'alme, but al kaponim. So in this chumre they made another chumre. That the milui hamayim will be made from a person who never was mekabel tumas meis. Now what happened afterwards? Now they were malo the mayim. Now you have to make kiddush.
You have to make Hazoya. Who made this? This Gdolim made. I, this Gdolim, Zicha became Tomei, Tomei Meis. And Hanami, they became Tomei, Tomei Meis. Don't be so fun. You were maz on them. But Al Kaponim, whatever they could do, they did. So they made a Meshunadike Chumre, that the milui of the mayim, which will be used to be maza and the koyin, which is also a chumra, for 7 days, this milui should be made to ktanim who never were nitma b'meis. Now we have to really appreciate what we're speaking about. That means the pora dume was never born yet. The pora was never, it wasn't a 7, or see that we have children there, they were held for 7 years, 8 years. There was a cheder there in the supermarket, whatever was there. There was special chatzeres that Mustama wanted to be eligible to get to these chatzeres. These were Mustama, the elite of Yerushalayim, were able to send the wives to live there. Al Koponim, who knows if they ever be born a Por Adume? That's nothing, but they always were preparing themselves. So they had in these chatzeres, they had Noshim, Ubre, Muboris came there, and they had their children. And these children were Tahoirim Legami. That means these were 100% never Nitma Betomei Meis. And they're going to make the Milui Hamayim for the Hazoya and the Kohen Gadol on these 7 days. Umeivin Shvorim. Now, all seven, the whole time they grew up, they weren't exposed to any tumen, because they lived on these chetzeres. Now we have to leave this sheltered area and go to be mamala mayim. So mamela, what do? Mevi'in shvorim. So they brought shvorim, ba'al gabeim dloses, and they put dloses doors on top of the shvorim. So lochayra, these doors was an oil. So that means that the shoyl is going to go now down now to the meyashi luach. So again, we have to be afraid. We were working for 7 years. This tinnich, this cotton shouldn't become tummy. Now go to the meyashi luach, become tummy right away. To masatahaim, who knows what's underneath the ground? So he didn't walk there. He was sitting on top of a delos that was mile over the mokim that were passing by. The tinnich is sitting on top of it. So a fillu, there's mesim underneath, but he won't become tummy because the delus is mafsik. The tinoikis yoishmin al gabeim, the koisoi shall even be deim, and they're holding koises to make the milui. They're not going to make milui with a keili that could be mekabel tume. There were koisoi shall even, which koisoi shall even, which can never be mekabel tume. He giu l'shiluach, then they came to the mea shiluach, now they're going to make the miluim. He yordu l'soich hamayim, now they got off these shvorim, umilum, ba'olu, v'yoshvu lehem. And then they were mamala, these kalim. They went back up, and they'll go back up again on the shvorim, and then they go back. And with this water, they were used for mechatos. Rabbi Yosi Yoima, no, they didn't do that either. Mim koimoi hoya mishalshul, umemalei mivnei kever atoim. We won't let them go down in front of the mea shiluach. Maybe right over there, someone, there's a kever over there. Who knows? This is 7 years' work. Now you're gonna, now, this is mahalt by the bite. Now you're gonna let them go down? Chas v'shalom. So you go and they were mishalshul. That means these koises, there was a rope, and the 7-year-olds went and let down the keli into the water, and they were still not mahil over that area, and they were shoyev the mayim. This is one of the further. Sanya Rab Yehuda Oimer, Lehoyu Meviim Dalsis. They did not bring Dalsis. Ela Shvorim. They just had Shvorim. And we'll see in Amid Beis, they were fat Shvorim with large stomachs. And Memele, and this stomach was mile over the area. They didn't have Dalsis. So the Gemara asks, Vos Shvorim Da'oil She'enoi Osui Bidei Odomu? How could a shoyer be an oil to be chaytis with neya tumet, not also be the yodim? So that's the Gemara's kasha. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mipnei Kever HaTohim, Kol Shem Kever HaTohim, Otohumes HaTohim, Shebishas Loshin Sofiko. Kitohim She'enei Goli, Mipnei, it's not, it's, the Tohim is not Goli, Rebbeis Vestutzach in the Tohim. Ne Kever HaTohim, She'kol Hiroi Mesupokim, Shem Yesham Kever. Maybe the mace that is there, there's no cholol tefach over the mace. For two mashiratzutza bekasvoil. Lorikia. Lakacho yeboinem oisem al gabi kipim. Shafilu yeshem kevim mitachas rei cholol mapsik. Vim noshim ubrois mishamid isnan. So why did they do such chumras al gabi chumras? Isnan metamim hoyu asakoin aseir vesapor. Right before the Sreif, they were metama the koin. Umat bilu no yisei miyad, lo hoitzi mi libon shal tzadoikim, shayo imrim b'merov ehe shemes o yisei nasis. And then he tabled him. It's because the tzadoikim said it has to be toil the gamri, so to show it doesn't have to be toil the gamri, they were metama. Kivin did fool yoim kosher bepore, so memeilu, they might be mizalzu, because of the tvu yoim is kosher. Also, bo mailois harbe, kadei shle yizalzulu bo, tiknu kol maise pore bekli glole mekli abonim mekli adom eshe mekablim tum. Montakone, that all the kalim will be kalim that can't be mekabal tum. These are all miles and chumres. We here show the school, but we have to now make the gewaldike chumres that they shouldn't be mizalzel bepore. So the Hazor Shiva that we made on this Koyin Hasoyrev, the Milo Yamayim was to Tinoikes, Lakadish Be Mechatos, that put this mind with Mekadish Mechatos. Mishumaylo Tiknu Shiye Toirim Mikol Tumen, that these Tinoikes will be Toirim Mikol Tumen. Because after Shaninu, Achihe B'nei Shiva, B'nei Shemoyin Eshonim, Megadlon Oison, B'lo Yoiso Shleiro Keri. Mevin shvorim, kshay reitzim leilich lamalis maim chaimin ashuach, vekoshin shalavim biyadeim, shkol maiseho yubekli avodim kedefrishis. Yodu lusoy chamaim umolum, ksobaraitane, why can you do it with a chevel? Mili beinon, veloishi shalshul bechevel, nida mili biyadeim. Nekever atoim, shema yeshkan tume, elo shvorim, shekreisom rechovois, vetinoikis yoishvim aleim. Ukreison mafsik, and the keres of the shoyer was mafsik. Sheina tinoikis ma'ilun aloretz. Ulakama meforish time a ma'ilo her mevim dalsis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't they bring dalsis? Al mashminin Rabbi Yehuda de shedrosom shol shvorim shehike en gag becholo shol beheime hu ho oyel a mafsik va'afol gav deini osi b'dei odom. Now, Lechere, the Rashi, the Loshen of Rashi is not consistent. Rashi starts off, Kreson Mapsik. The Keres was Mapsik. The Lady Rashi says, Shedrosom Shol Shvorim. The Shedra was Mapsik. Then Rashi says, Shehike Ein Gag V'cholol. V'cholol doesn't, it's very, not clear. So let us wait till we come to Amid Beis, and then Dachsimir will be able to say Pshat in this Rashi. Let us just see one taste. First of all, mevi noshin ubreis v'yoldeis. Afal pi shoyati noikis tmein benida v'yoldeis. So Taisus asks, I mean, you're looking for toyer, they were tummy. If they were born from a boss of a dom, so memela, the mother's a tummy to miss yoldeis, so they're tummy. The mother's took care of them. Eichoshishin elo shaimra mitumis meis the boy hazo. They wanted a kapontumis meis, mitum ayoits migufa gigain balkari. Nesanya b'tesefta shemegadon oisna shir b'nei sheva shonim oishmoina b'lo yoisa shlayiru keri. Uktsas teim ma'moyu mili zu, what did they accomplish with this mili shememalim b'tenoikis? Soif soif bein an ish b'shas kiddush. But the kiddush, yizich nirani, shenoisna eifa b'mayim. Oy b'shas hazo, rabi yudai l'rabonik, remuchat pektor b'kalfi.
So Memele, so Nachalamais is the Hazoya, which that is the Tachlis, was done to people who did become Tomei ones. Ishloima, the Masha Yochel Isakin, Isaknin, Mishamaila, the Kulo Milse, Maila Baalma, Kedisa Beresh Yumer.